then another graphic shed is bowls. Kitchen utensils and pots and pans and stuff that you can use dinner chairs. You know that satin bedspread I got, not bedspread, quilt that I made for our bed?
Yeah.
One like that, £10.99.
What for?
That Catwick market.
I've never even heard
Towards
of it.
Beverley, go towards Beverley.
Oh, I've heard of it when Alice has mentioned it.
Mm.
I don't think I've ever been.
You just grab one. As I said, I bought one out at, I think it was £21.99. Or £25.99. Now, they're not if it were £21.99 or £25.99 now. I can't remember how to cook. Me, think Robert Bedden, you know, Drake.
Yeah.
These I've got at Carol, £4.99.
Got a big difference in it.
It says slight stiffness. Well, I looked them last night and I can't see nothing wrong with them. Well, I went other week and I got this bedspread, not bedspread, duvet cover. And it's supposed to be slight stiffened and I can't see nothing wrong with
can't
that.
See nothing wrong with
And it was £9.99. Only thing I didn't get and that was pillow covers, well, shams, to go with it.
Yeah.
So yesterday when I went, I got myself another drape.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna make some.
How many people's having coffee?
I dunno. I put water in it, didn't I?
You better get a sandwich for him.
You put a cup in. Oh.
I thought that was light when I picked it up then. That boils
So,
quick.
Jump every time I put the chuff up.
Well, I've got a crafty Roger because he's took the cheese 3 times.
Yes, I've got one of them.
Hey, now listen to this. Yesterday, some beef burgers must have dropped out of my box. Now, we gave me peas out of the freezer. There were this 6 beef burgers and 2 chicken breasts.
Mm.
And I thought, well, I'm not going to eat them now. They've been out at bag. So I thought, oh, I'll boil them up for the dog.
Mm.
So I boiled them in a pan for the dog. And I put some taters in, and a few peas and carrots and stuff in, and some oxos. I made him a right good dinner.
Mm.
So I took it over to Paul's. I brought this for Blackie. I said, I've just cooked it. Bess, it smells nice. So I told him what we're in.
Mm.
So he says, I'll give him it after. Well, I said, I'm not leaving my muddy pan outside.
Mm.
So I went back in the house and fetched my little bowl back up with the you know, with taters in, peeing with taters. I scraped it all in. And I said, I'll leave it in dish. But I said, don't get your dog in dish. Went back in the house and went, what did I come back for? Oh, I went to send the dinner when I did. And there's this chicken little mouse set on top of that bloody dinner. And he attacked me to this. And he sat there for ages. And I'm calling from about here to there off it. And he kept looking at me. And he kept looking at me. And then I kept it.
And I said, chicken little bugger.
Yeah. Well, it jumped up there and run down building brick. And onto the floor and it runs it just around the garage corner and there's a wheel just outside the thing. And Chinkwit's a pulley wheel. And it was looking out the corner, pulley wheel at me. And then it run back out up brick and back into chicken. So I shouted, Paul, to come and have a look at it. He says, well, the cheeky bugger.
Chicken
now. And so but it's that that's been, oh, and it jumped down and run corner at the caravan is. He said, I bet that's what's been eating your bloody daffodil bulbs and that.
Mm.
So goes it out and fetches this trap, dinner. Put some cheese on the settee. I says, Pa, anyway, your dinner's ready when you are. So he says, all right, so we're coming out this dinner. So he said, I said, we ought to be going this week for a ride out. He said, last week. So he says, oh, sorry, I'm attacking you this week. Well, I'll tell you what, if you're not taking me, I'll take my buddy son. But I'm taking your car. But I'm not using my diesel. So I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll take you and then you can drive it. So anyway, we had his dinner. So he says, it takes you half an hour to get ready, won't it? You must be bloody joking. You must be bloody joking. I says, you watch me out quick, I can be ready. So I run into the bathroom, taking my sweatshirt off as I'm running in. Got my hands and face washed. Out again, into the bedroom, Got my trousers and my double jumper on and my pant knickers. I said, I'm ready.
He said, what, you're chopping rubbish?
You coughing?
Yeah. I've been coughing on and off.
There you are.
That was because
you're
more
mandy.
No. But you told Cathal we're not to go this weekend. Do you want to eat caught up because we're not stopping? No, we're not stopping. Are we, Cathal?
No. I'm going to get some shopping.
You told Cathal we're not to go.
I'm not telling you.
She's been swearing.
You've been swearing? Dear me. That's naughty.
Right, you posted that bloody thing yet?
I like
you go get you.
Yeah, I went and got it yesterday, but then I had a break in. And nearly all stuff were gone. You should have seen it. Smashed in front door. It was all smashed in.
So, did you get it then, or what?
Well, what they had to do, they give us a receipt, and they're going to send it through parcel post. That's the only thing they can do. So, they had all these letters printed up. That they always want, right? And they're going to send it through like that. I'll get it out. Read it, Jim. You send your thingy up. And they give us a, like a cheque type thing, what you've got to fill your name and address in by. Yeah. And they send it off, and they send you a booklet where you can holiday and this gold card worth £1,000. One of them. So they're having to do that, you see.
Stop it! Oh!
I meant to ask if they'd have the gold cards in it.
So can you just use that even in England? That's broke.
We don't know yet. It said UK online. That's England, isn't it?
Don't UK come under England, Ireland, Scotland and Wales at all? No.
It says, Dear Mr and Mrs, due to turnover of stocks, we regret that there are no MIDI hi-fis. We're waiting for new stocks to arrive and we'll forward the MIDI hi-fi to you as soon as stocks are delivered. Yours sincerely, and they've signed it. They're about to give us one of them. And if it hadn't arrived within a week, telephone number's on bottom. That we've got to ring to say we haven't got it yet.
Wait, like a timeshare thing, you know?
Yeah. You didn't laugh. They were on about that as well at the same time. And they says to Steve, what do you reckon to idea? He says it doesn't sound bad. They says, what do you reckon to idea? I says, no. He says, oh, well, you're honest. I says, well, you've got it straight away. No. And that were it. Left it at that.
Look at
you.
Brandy, you know the brandy gives off fumes when it's been heated up. Got it chucking back away the other night, didn't it?
Yeah.
And it came down about 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, just mental. It just
I've had it.
Had it all.
I've had it all.
I've
had doctors
and all sorts.
I've had the doctors. I've had that. What do you call the bloody stuff in that purple bottle?
Activated and all sorts.
Activated. I've had everything.
What's Dr. Gee then?
Activated.
You see what it is? It's stuck here. If she can get that out of there, they can find out what's wrong with her. But it won't come. It's been there 5-6 days now.
Yeah.
5 or 6 days. And it, instead of it coming off, it's adding on and adding on. And by night time, she can hardly breathe, so she's cough all night.
I beat her in the swamp, put her on
the cross. On Friday night, she was pathetic. Only word for it, wasn't it?
Before I died on him the other night. Because I'm, you know, me breathing and everything. And then all of a sudden, I must have relaxed for a bit and needed to breathe. And he gave me a shake. He says, God, I thought you were dead.
Did you bring him out today?
I could go. This what?
Killing her off. Say, you haven't cleaned out fire and everything out this morning.
I've cleaned my fire out. I have peeled potatoes, they're in the stew pan, the onions and the carrots, and the beef's all in the stew pan, and it's had about 1/4 hour.
How long does that take, about an hour?
Yeah, that's having dumplings in it.
Potatoes
will go to... Yeah, they go to mush, and then I put more taters into it later on, about 20 minutes before I need it. But it thickens it. They'll eat it. It's the beef what were left from yesterday.
Well, you said you were going to use it.
Rank bit of beef, though.
We called it Little Chef. We had a meal in there. Ugh. It'll taste like shit. She fetched it and put it on the table.
Paper me next year of them places after. Depends on pace for
me. Yeah.
£2.85. It says for bacon, sausage, egg, fried bread and tomatoes, which anywhere that's reasonable. Right?
So,
you got a full slice. She fetched it, put it on the table, and I looked at it, and I says, she says, what's the matter? Isn't everything all right? I says, what's that? She says, pardon? I says, what's that? I says, if I'd have wanted a slice of fat and I'd have wanted burnt tomatoes, I says, I would have ordered them. The tomatoes were black, as though they forgot they were frying them. They looked like they stuck them on a grill and just left them there. And there was about that much bacon on the bacon slice, the rest were fat. I says, I'm not paying for that.
Did she take it back then?
Oh, yeah. And she fetched tomatoes back and I says, here, Steve, you can have these tomatoes. I says, they're bloody disgusting. And every so often they kept coming out, everything all right. I says, it is now. Ooh, you've never seen nothing like it. You know when your tomatoes are stuck on and then you shovel them off and they were like that. I says, even I don't cook tomatoes like that. They're disgusting. Yeah, once you find this nettles, you want to go...
You want to go all the time,
because
it's dirt cheap.
Well, on Saturday, Sunday, when I went out, I spent probably nearly most of my money on bloody stuff for our carrots. Pillars, egg-smashing pillars, a pound each.
Where from?
From that cabbie market.
That we don't know where it is.
We're sort of Beverly Road.
Good, you want the bread?
We get up motorway. No, it's not free. You get up motorway, and we go up to Beverly. I'll ask Paul.
Thank you.
To write down directions.
Yeah.
But now you go on the motorway and go towards Beverly.
You have to fold again.
Yeah. As usual.
Hello. That one is at home for you.
Oh, you would. I owe it Maggie now. That no bloody good, is it? I borrowed it off Maggie this morning because she said you were coming up. Yes, please. Oh, Jake, sod off. Yeah, chocolate.
Yeah.
Who fetched your money?
You brought post.
Oh, I posted it. Can you get another one on Wednesday?
Just
chocolate. It's cold, isn't it? Get another one on Wednesday. Thank you very much.
That was just done. Put the kettle on just last thing coming up the road.
I know, we're showing it alarms and that. She wants to see how they work.
Come on, sunshine. Is that Matthews?
Huh?
You eating Matthews?
into stupid Netto's, do you know you can't cash a cheque? She got to the counter, she started putting it through, and I looked up and there were these signposts, and it says cash only. So I asked her, she'd already started ringing it through, hadn't she? Cash only. So I had to borrow it off Maggie. I says, oh, you're all right, Jacqueline's coming up, I'll get it back after that, didn't I?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
All shops normally have one of them.
Well, I've got a Swish, card. It's got a Swish card, but they ain't got one of them neither. Stupid.
I like the way you invited me as well. It says, hey, should we go then? It's not too hot, it's just right.
Well, fair's fair. We're having a coffee with you. I'm not just going to walk out. Look at that.
Hello, Fatalumph. She's been up to his shop and John says she's come up earlier, didn't she?
It's where you're saying you weren't coming till half past ten. Well, we'd have gone, come back and been in by then.
That's what I just said,
right? Because straight away we says what time. It was 10 o'clock, wasn't
it? Name's Linda, the washer.
Mum? Oh.
Ray.
So you can get your washing done. Good.
Put it in the bin. And when you've finished, I hope you know that that was Matthew's bar of chocolate you just ate.
Oh, we half did.
Oh,
yeah, you give him half.
He's had one and a half then. Yeah.
Right, the Kit Kats.
What?
Yeah, I'll get him the bill for snack.
She was trying to attract your attention.
I'm coming.
And I'm saying, you're all right, she'd have left Boogie at your house anyway, because you were walking. You would never have Boogie with you, and you've got to come back this way, haven't you?
Look!
What is it?
So you got your coal and your tokens and everything?
Yeah.
So you're back to normal now? Good.
I get a gyro Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I get them booked the following Monday.
Right, it's all right.
You should have it
to
cash for Monday, shouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pass me coffee, Trisha. And I might don't think my friends might know.
Yeah, she were having a look at alarms, seeing if they were all right for the thing. And we decided that they wouldn't be all right because where her shed thing is, it's too far away from house.
I'm not getting toys.
He says, I've had my sweets, I'm off. So what you been doing with yourself, out and out?
Washing, I should imagine.
Yeah, washing.
Is that all you've been doing?
Catching up.
Oh, God. Is he fetching it round to your house, or?
I've got it, I can keep it for 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks?
So do everything what you've got.
I can keep it for 2 weeks till he wants it again. Not this winter. Not this Wednesday, following Wednesday.
Does he only wash once a fortnight?
Oh.
Right?
It's not really what washes it, Keith.
Oh, well, that's once a month.
Is that the dirty one?
Yes, the one they call smelly.
You even give me a box of soap powder.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh. I was today, I goes, what's your keep? Can I wash it? So I'll give him a couple of quid, 3 quid for lending me it, plus a spinner, because spinner don't work on washer.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, I'll give you a box of salt powder as well.
Oh, well, that's not bad then.
He goes,
jolly
you
good.
Can keep it till I need it again.
You would. I've all been. Get up. Straight on tissue.
Oh. Oh,
there.
So did all their clothes last night, gone all dry.
Yeah.
And been on my bedding today.
Yeah, oh, every time you go to the shop, you want to just keep buying an extra little bag of coal so you can stack up under your that bit, you know, so you can get them all dried. And it both tired you.
this little me last night because of that wind.
Oh, yeah. Weren't it windy?
Yeah.
Good he God.
He slept with me. He wouldn't go to sleep. So I took them both downstairs, made them a drink, made them something to eat, put them back to
bed. That's one way to
do it. That wind keeps you awake though, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
I'm not going to rock. Take the coats off, I can let feel warm with me, mate.
Yeah, let's take your coat off.
What's he eating? He's still eating Smarties?
Yeah, Smarties, and he's got a piece of chocolate in his hand.
Come here.
And he's finished all his.
No. Well, it don't take him long, does it?
You can have it in a minute.
No.
I thought all your neighbours would have phoned her out and told her.
Yeah, somebody would have told her. I found out who rest on me.
Who were it?
Ray.
You said it were him.
He told me the other night, because, well, all rang my mum and told my mum and that he was back, because I did it.
If he hadn't done that, you'd have had your washer and everything still. What did you do with that for?
Oh, I'm moving to Apton Road.
You are? Oh, it's nearer up here. It's, is it five streets up this way?
What's it near?
Second street down. No.
No, it's not second. There's, Norwood Road. Oh. Summit oh. Beginning with a C. Is Apton following that or the one after? Third or fourth one in? Third or fourth one, you know from this end, top?
Yeah.
It's third or fourth one coming this way, right from top. It's in between top and Regal.
Oh, that's not bad then, is it?
Two rooms, aren't there?
Three.
No, downstairs.
What the monkey?
It's two rooms.
Let's have a look,
yeah. I think it's two rooms. If it's like the one we lived in, because when I lived at home with Mum and Dad, we lived in Craven Road. And they're two rooms, but then again, in Poplar Road, they're one room, big
so
kitchen.
Moving
you're definitely swapping with that girl.
Swapping
with that come round to see you and Steve. Yeah, I don't know her name, but I can remember him saying it. Do you know, it's a wonder he ain't fat as a pig. Him.
He never stops when that's going on. Nice.
Mum,
man.
Yeah, nice.
Mum, man. One way to do it. Are you not gross? What are we getting then?
Oh, you'll
that.
Spill it, kid. No.
Hey, look at this.
I always take that off.
He's made one. He's nearly breaking the other one for it.
Has he got a thumb in? Hey, that's not bad.
She was making him for him, and he's making him for someone else.
Smash it.
He's been up for seeing
getting
their
clever, him, isn't he?
What?
You chuck it at me, and I'll do you of it. Yeah.
You can nick Craig, you're not getting nothing else. You've had chocolate, you've had more chocolate, and you've got your pop.
Stop it.
You've got your pop here.
Drink that pop.
Matthew have it. What pop? Yeah, will you have the bottle first? We don't have fizzy pop, you have orange.
When did you get Smarties?
Went up to show.
Oh, you got them?
Yeah.
I can see. I seen you get chocolate, but I didn't see you get Smarties.
No, I bought Smarties this morning at Top Shop for them. Oh. I know they were coming. Been
I went in John's shop and I goes to John and I goes, have you seen Maggie? He goes, oh, she were in earlier on because she wasn't feeling very well. Because I should probably be in bed.
No, she says that she wanted to go to Netto's this morning, so I says, are you coming? I didn't ask her if she could, I just says, are you coming?
after we picked the Smarties up and walked out.
So you had to pay.
So I must come here and I give them to John because I'll take them, John. I pay.
Kids are like that though, aren't they?
Then he went for bubblies.
yeah,
it's all, that's only trouble with shops. All sweets are always low so kids can get them. And they know for a fact the minute the kid grabs them, that you've got to pay.
In the bin. Sweets.
When are you going to Netto's again, Kath?
Well, I didn't know when we were going today.
It's only because she mentioned she wanted some bread.
I'd give her directions and everything. She says it's got ducks.
Mum! That's like
duck.
Because she says, is it soft and fresh? And I says, soft and fresh for ducks. I said, it's soft
I'll
and...
I'll do it.
Soft and fresh for you, not for ducks.
There.
You get ducks hard bread, don't you?
Ducks.
That's one way to do it, say it's got ducks.
He's a good boy.
He's lost them under his leg.
You what? You drink that and you can have some more in there.
Suzanne's
having
the
salt out, by the way. Maybe next week or the week after.
I'm going 15 foot dog.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is he still at Coal House?
No.
She threw the thing in Coal House, sir.
She was
going to
put it in Coal House.
And I'll bring Goldbunker.
When we went to Donny on Thursday, I met her and I says, how's things? I put dog in Coal House. I couldn't believe it, could I?
That's it. You can have some in a minute when it goes flatter. Drink that. Mm. You don't want that, babe. You drink your bottle first and then you can have some orange. Having fizzy pop. Hurt your belly.
So when are you thinking of moving then?
We're going in for papers Wednesday.
Are you going with her?
Very good.
And her husband's having these two for me, for his kids.
Smashing. That's what I like to hear.
Pick that tab in, that
first one. Because I was
having
nobody to
act
kids.
She
was fetching
down.
What's Jake?
I know where it is.
The
what number?
15.
15, that's left hand side. Halfway down.
Well, that's not too bad then.
Toilet's upstairs. Bathroom.
Good. You dirty chuff bag! Ready coffee and pop your hands out.
There.
No, thank you. Yeah. You want some spaghetti in a bit? Your face is coming out in them blotches again, isn't it? His face.
She's going to Netto's on Friday, Alice.
Is she?
Yeah.
Bill prefers Netto's. I've got to get something for my freezer.
Oh, I went down there the other day, I paid 20 quid. I've got a bloody craze for that broccoli.
No, darling, that's rank.
Oh,
I love
that.
What do you want now? On what?
Okay.
What do you want? Have they had breakfast, John?
Yeah.
Well, you've been fed. What do you want?
He's had two chocolates.
Packet of Smarties.
Biscuits.
Pop.
I'll make you some dinner in a bit.
Not dinner time. Make him wait till dinner time or she'll cock her system up. It's all right, him having breakfast and an hour later saying, Mum, I want me dinner.
I want this.
He ain't, has he? Oh, God.
Hello, my little
dumpling,
you're going to take his coat off.
He's busy, he is.
He's alright as long as he's
80. He moved because he was sat on him.
Don't you dare take his sweets, you've had yours. No, you've had yours.
One!
No, not one. The Craigies. Matthew's ones.
So you should be rich then?
She will be now, won't
and
she?
Sick. Plenty of money, all to his end.
Pays
well, she's got a 70 odd, it should be 60. Should it be?
What for?
Your money.
How much do you 60
normally get?
63.
She should get 63, so she'll get a 73 today. Wait, today you got it, or Saturday?
Saturday.
So she got it Saturday, Wednesday, and Monday. I bet you haven't done that before, eh?
No.
All three in a week. Very nice. That's not bad, nearly £200.
I knew we had help.
Well, I couldn't see him with no money.
Can't we get some money from somewhere else?
No, we got it. We got it from everywhere we could think of, didn't we?
And let's face it, when they go to school, they get their free school dinners, and then we can get them free clothes as well, can't we?
Yep. Oh, that's easy, that one. I know how to do that one. That's a dad one. It's dead easy.
That's rank.
Yeah, rank. As soon as they start school. Like him, you apply for him. When does he go to school?
Next June.
Next September, isn't it?
September.
No, it's only three.
Yeah.
No, next September. Got to be four.
Got to be four to go to school.
Got to be four now.
Yeah. Four.
Four to three.
Four.
Wouldn't
it be? You've got another year to suffer. You're not getting off that light. We had to. So you're going to suffer and all.
Well, four to three. When did you school?
No, they go four and stop till they're 16 now.
You can't have the other can because the other can's our garage.
They altered it. You used to leave at 15, didn't you? Now they're lit. You've got to stay till you're 16. I heard they're on about moving it to 18.
They were 14 when my dad left school. And I was 14 when I left. Cause
I was 15.
Your birthday was on the 8th of September or before. If it was in the summer holidays or up until the 8th of September, you could leave school. My birthday was the 8th of September, so I left school at 14.
Yeah.
Did your boots come down to your house?
What boots?
His boots.
I see. Yeah.
Oh. I know they were in a bag. I can't remember if you took them.
It's 3rd of February today.
Where's my anniversary card?
It's your anniversary on Thursday. 27 years. Pup. 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 Pup.
Pup.
Pup. Pup. Pup.
No,
she drank
this and put a bowl of water down for it.
Fell in it.
And she fell in it, and she was having ripped fits.
I should think
she was. Just an egg, what's a weak dog? And she went through and she laid inside a cooker.
Yeah.
In gaps at cooker, she laid in. What's she whining at? I picked her up and she went through. Let's put fire on and lay her in front of the fire. What dogs have been fit?
Now, if you'd have told us that last Thursday, we'd have thought she'd thrown it.
Hey, you got to look after your dog, eh?
She's got to keep it in the kitchen.
Because it chews everything.
Yeah.
Gets shot.
And the pouring oil on the house started to smell.
Yeah, so at least in the kitchen you can clean it up.
So they have people come down there and looked at it, have they?
Yeah, and they're having it. They're going to give me 15 on Thursday.
House, she's on about.
No, house.
Oh, house?
Yeah.
They've been before, haven't they?
Oh yeah, she's been a couple of times to see if I'd swap. And I've now decided to swap.
You're definitely moving?
Yeah.
Good.
You're getting out of the street anyway, aren't you?
She's got another one who's got gas central heating house.
Oh, that's even better for you.
And I go, well, we smoke us an egg push, she goes, I'm not bothered, she goes, I'll do you a
smoke.
So within the next 6 weeks, we should hear you moving.
Yep.
It only takes about 6 weeks, doesn't it?
Don't take long now, does it?
Yeah, it's only about
she's
6 weeks.
Wednesday, 27th day. To her husband's having these and work with council.
Wednesday.
Well, that's alright then, isn't it?
She's leaving me automatic washing in for me.
You sure? She's having a new one.
What, you leaving yours? She's leaving. Well, it's best, isn't it, really?
Well, carpets never fit one house to another anyway. Because I know my living room carpet, I had it cut up for my stairs, didn't I? And big bedroom carpet ended up in small bedroom down here.
Are you all right, Richard, am I now? I'm going to take his coat off, John. Are you cold, anybody?
No, I'm just finished my coffee.
Cold.
I'm off. I'm going to light a fire. I'm going to go mad and tidy up, I think. It's about time I ordered that done.
I'm tidying up at 6:30 this morning.
Are you going up to the post office?
I'm just going there and getting a pound book.
If I give you 24 pence, have you gotten... You only want three?
Yeah.
So if I give you that and that, can you put me a stamp on, please?
Oh, sorry. You are, can't
you? Oh, if you want to leave them with me, and then I've got to have a walk up to the post office.
Yeah, well, I'll go there, I'll get a pound book, and then it'll give me a spare stamp, and I'll not run out of them all.
You're going to use them all now, aren't you?
Do you only get four in it?
You get 4 24 pence stamps and 2 tuppenny stamps. I'll tell you what you get.
It don't matter anyway. I'll get them then. Okay, carry on. See that? Whoops.
I'm dropping it.
That's microphone. Is it good? Right, lick off.
Just talk.
It's you just talk as you normally talk, you know.
Yeah, I'm used to with them blokes. Saturday at work. And one of them says to me, where are you from? I said, why? He said, I'm from Yorkshire. I said, well, what makes you say that?
You can tell by your accent, can't
you? Yeah. He says, well, I used to work in Doncaster and it's a week all around with Crompton.
Yeah.
I said, what? Yeah. I said, that's just out bloody road from where I live, like. I said, I used to work for their rival, GEC. Well, they were AEI when I worked for them.
Yeah,
I worked
for AEI.
Yeah,
you'll do some. Watch it. Empty one in cupboard, it usually is.
Yeah.
It's another top table, anyway. Oh, marvellous. Where are you going now? There it is. Shut it up back. My beloved son hides everything.
I know we were here up today when I come up.
What day did it?
Don't know. Can't remember.
Yeah, it said you'd be.
Wednesday or Thursday?
You were in bed on Wednesday.
You've been at shower bit, look at it when I happened down.
It's supposed to have been bad. It was just a con, so we didn't have to go to college.
Yeah.
As usual. He come in to get out stressed out.
Yeah, I'll tell you that later.
Yeah, he come in Thursday, he got an headache and Tuesday, I got an headache and sore throat, and I don't feel well, and I don't want to go to college, you know, and all this rubbish. It's so I told him to take these tablets, and he says if he felt no better, he'd better get to the doctor's. We didn't even move out of bed, apart from something to eat.
Yeah.
And I got up on Thursday morning, and he could get it pissed off, went to cadets and everything. So on Friday, he tried to pull the same stunt again. So I says, oh no you're not. I says, we're not playing at that. I says, chuff that for a lad. I says, what do you think you're playing at? So he didn't like it because I made him go. Go in it, Romish. Sounds great weird this, you know, when you get it about.
Why? Ain't it me?
I've got my hair on. I left it on all dinner while I were outside.
No, look.
Yeah, I'll show you in a bit.
Mm-hmm. Got him.
What, pinch that?
Oh, no, no one.
watching you.
Oh, yeah. Finishing that table. She gave me 20.
20? How
long
do you think you're
going to
take, like?
God knows. I'm only on second one now. It took me about 3 or 4 days to do that.
Maybe down our street, that'll enlighten them.
Oh, right, yeah. All right, taking it down your street. The mental. You cracked.
And we've got a meeting this week. Can we have a go at him again?
I thought you would have heard something.
Bloody rubbish all over the garden. Judy's on that back when we're cutting through. Knocking at the door last night, freaking life out of me.
What come from this job?
It's the missing Kevin out straight us and the fucking all I want to see Kev for. And I've been out at back long. Oh, Charles, it's not gonna come my bastard door again and I'll wring your neck.
Did you think you were still going out with him,
Lila? You're afraid. You think I'll lose a key out there and watch down the street. Better things to do with my time than sit and watch some buggers up and down the street.
Well, that's it. You're not usually in, you're down at your mum's. Cross shopping. Just been shopping with Maggie this morning.
You are?
Went to Netto's.
Not bad there, is it really?
You can't pay by credit card or cheque.
Can't you not?
Nope. I had about £7 on and my bill come to about 14 quid. Alice, we're having dick of it. I says, just lend me that £20 note. God knows what she thought the bill was. I says, I've got £7. I says, just lend me a £20 note. I says, you'll still have enough to pay. I says, and I'll give you it back. But I won't get around, you know. Oh, I'll pay for mine first. She'd already run mine through till, like, the dickhead. Anyway, Maggie says, oh, bugger it. She says, here, I'll pay for it. So I'll give her it back as soon as I come off. And Alice was saying, well, I've never been before, I didn't know it was that cheap. Hers only comes to £6 a month.
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah. I've got out one of them big salt pounders before Christmas, I'm still using that.
Did you get that?
Yelp.
Yeah, I got one today because Maggie says it's alright.
Is it Yelp? Gel? It's not
gel.
It's not bad.
Well, that I've got is Daz, that Daz Ultra.
Hmm.
And I've just, all I've had in washer is 190. T-shirt, a jumper, 3 pair of trousers and a coat.
Mm.
That's all I put in. White patches all over the bloody coat with that soap powder.
I did that once with that bloody comfort. We were using that.
And that did it as well.
And no, it were all bloody big grey streaks and that on me wearing my sheets.
Right.
White cotton sheets where I'd have bought as a wedding present.
Mm. It matched them.
But it come all out in grey streets all over it. I wrote to her. I think there's something money for a new pair of shoes. I can't remember. That long ago.
Why, I don't know. I'm outrageous. I've done it once for crisps. That's so soggy and sour and horrible.
Mm.
She sent me a bottle back. I enjoyed that.
March for hospital.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Jumping out.
I don't really want to go, but...
Our app has been cleared lately.
Is he alright?
Yeah, he's fine now.
I asked him about that. When I went, he said we don't have to worry about. It's just
precautions or
something. He said, I don't even know what she mentioned it for. He said, when did she mention it? That's the first time I came. So anyway, he looked back through and flicked through and he looked.
So she frightened you after that?
It has, so she's bloody mental. I suppose you're saying that. And there's me panicking like silly, but I said, I'm going grey as it is now, so we're not worrying about silly cows like her.
Yeah, well.
Trying to be a doctor.
Yeah.
Is she a doctor or just a student?
She's a doctor. I think she's a junior, like. She's under him, but...
Do you know there's more gaps on this tape than soft meat cake? On off, on off, on off.
First for me. Cancer. I've got my reminder this morning.
I took mine on fire. Can't be bothered.
There's no need for due concern. I should get round every frigging one. Mind you, the last one we're going to be at last of.
Don't miss Melly.
I'm not bothered, Kat, because as I look at it, it's more for me to put in front of him when I get to him. In yeah. March.
Yeah, true.
You know.
Melly, can you go?
Yeah.
45p for a full bag. Nettles.
Yeah, you know you can buy stuff to put on it when it's dried
up.
Yeah,
I know, but I can't find it.
I want some of mine.
It's peach. Well, they shrink a bit, don't they?
Yeah, they dry up. Yeah, well, you can buy little bottles of oil just to drop in.
Is that what it is?
To freshen it up, yeah.
I've seen little bottles.
Yeah, somebody was saying at market somewhere in Johnny. Cheap to get it off market.
Because they sell it at Cleek Arts Market with little pure. Yeah, them.
Potpourri.
That's them. Sell all sorts.
I've got some.
But that basket were only half full, and it cost me a quid for what were in the basket.
I have mine in the kitchen, and I kept knocking it over every time I opened up. Because I'm the bastard jailer, and mine's all little bits like...